All right, so up there in Chi-Town this weekend, when I ran that race, after it was all over with, I got to go back to the hotel and chill out and watch the Ranger game, and then it was off to watch a watch the Cowboys, watch that debacle against Tennessee. Now, there's a P1 up there in Chicago who recommended a bar to me called the Houndstooth. He said it's a cowboy bar up there, which if you live in a big city, there will be a bar, it seems like, for almost every team there is, especially the Cowboys.
I mean, yes.
In Boston, in Chicago, in New York, in Philadelphia, in San Francisco, in these L.A., there will be a designated bar where all Cowboy fans, all Dallas transplants, or just random Cowboy fans will gather to watch these games. And the Houndstooth, on Saturday, it's an Alabama bar, and then Sunday, it's a Cowboy bar.
Hmm.
So I go in there with my posse, and...
Who's Stace?
And the
Did
rest...
Did you mispronounce that then?
The rest of the crew. And we have a seat, and we watch the Cowboy game. Now, there are... This is a big bar with all these TVs and everybody. I'm the only one in there, basically, who doesn't have a Cowboy jersey on. These people...
Stace have one on?
No. These people are more into Cowboy football than people down here are. Like, I can't imagine a bar being this into the Cowboys. It was really weird. I don't watch a lot of Cowboy games at bars, but it was actually pretty cool.
Mark.
Because I don't watch Cowboy
games? Yeah, because
games?
You're usually at the game in a suite.
Oh!
Stay away from the hoi polloi.
Yeah. So haughty.
So there was a guy that was there that I think he either lived in Dallas or something, but he knew a bunch of the runners that were with us, and so I got introduced to him.
Mm-hmm.
And at this bar, at the Houndstooth, and I was like, hey, man, I'm Corby. He's like, I'm Trey. Nice to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. Move on. So after the Cowboy game, we go to another bar and continue the party. And it's early. You know, it's only like 7 o'clock or whatever. Well, we get there, and Trey, there's a traveling party of about 10 of us from Dallas. And he's like, hey, I want to buy each one of the runners a shot. Okay? Now, here's where I'm getting to my wacky name screw up. Because for whatever reason, Corby confuses people. Like, you hear... Hello, my name is Corby, and you hear that, and it doesn't really register for whatever reason. Like, if I go to Texadelphia or something, and they ask my name so they can announce it on the loudspeaker when my sandwich is ready,
yes,
it's, you know, I'm like, my name's Corby. I'm sorry, what? It's Corby. And they look
Corby?
At me funny. And
why don't you just give them something simple?
Like Steve.
Like Steve.
Yes, why can't you be Steve?
Because I enjoy the confusion. So, inevitably, when my sandwich is ready... Crumbly, your sandwich is ready. Crumbly, your sandwich is here.
Crumbly.
You know, today I get an email that was, I showed you, Danny. It was addressed to not Corby, but Cobry.
Yes, Cobry.
C-O-B-R-Y. And then there's the infamous, you've witnessed it several times, where people just can't
They're
get
like,
my
what?
Name right.
Corny?
Corey? Corey, right? No, it's Corby. The B throws everybody off.
So you need to get that changed.
You need to be Steve.
I do.
Steve Davidson.
So then the greatest one was when I went to the Arboretum or the Aquarium to fill out like
no,
my little...
No, you went to the zoo, didn't you? Well, not the zoo.
Yeah, it's when you got your zoo season pass.
I think it was the
pass.
Aquarium.
I have a season pass to the Dallas Zoo.
I think it was the Aquarium.
It was the Aquarium.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I fill out the information, you know, put my name on it and everything, and the lady looks at it and she's like, what's your name? I go, it's written right there, C-O-R-B-Y. Corby. What? It's written right there. Corby, look, I wrote it down right there. Okay. And she's like, well, go have fun and come back and you'll get your card. We'll make your card for you. So I come back and I get my card and I look at it and I show my wife and she drops to the floor because they had put Cobby.
Cobby.
Cobby. Fast forward, Chicago.
After you pronounce it, write it down, tell her that's my name.
Yes.
He still doesn't believe
no.
you.
Oh, this guy's...
No one's named Corby.
Right. Surely his name is Cobby.
Because I know so many Cobbies.
So, all right. I'm going to try to get through this with a straight face, but it's going to be very difficult. So, so...
Really?
I don't know. That was fake.
This Ranger euphoria is still going on.
Boy, it is.
So
go ahead.
We get to this other bar, and this Trey guy, who is friends with friends, right? I don't know him. He wants to buy everybody a shot. And so he's trying to figure out who's in. He wants to buy everybody an Irish car bomb, which is Guinness and a shot of, what is that?
Oh, it's like
buttery nipple
Bailey's
or something like that. Bailey's
and Jameson.
Whiskey.
To which, you know, I'm in. But I don't know that he's trying to figure out. Yeah,
they're very delicious.
I don't know that he's trying to figure out who wants a shot. So he's going around pointing out people, you know, and he's like, Andrew, you want one? Yeah.
Points!
Yeah, Anthony, you want one? Yeah, I do. Stacy, you want one? Yeah, sure.
So Stace had one?
Stephanie, you want one? Yeah, I want one. And then he looks at me. Square in the eyeball.
Lower the music.
And I'm looking at him. He looks at me and he says, Jibby, you want one?
What?
Jibby. Jibby.
That's not even close.
You see, he was so thrown off by Corby.
He looked at you for a long time, too, didn't he?
It made so little sense to him.
What about you, dude?
Yeah.
But he went with Jibby.
How about you, Jibby? Now, do you think that there were pterodactyls flying all over that bar at that moment?
Yes.
Where, I mean, I couldn't even speak.
Was everybody else laughing, too?
Oh, my God. Guess who was Jibby? Guess who was Jibby now? I mean, every running email that's sent out now
is... Oh, you're Jibby?
Oh, of course I am. Yeah. Like, some of the photos came in from the race, or like the perspective photos, like pre-race or whatever. And so someone sent one out and said, this is what we look like pre-race or whatever. Or we were so happy. And then I get a follow-up that says, I think Jibby looks intrigued.
So you're Jibby.
Right, to which I respond, Jibby was about 3 hours away from feeling like S. Jibby still not pleased.
So did that guy ever get it straight?
I don't know. I don't even think I corrected him. I don't even know if I said anything to him.
You just laughed?
Did he even know he got it wrong? Or
I think he figured out that he got it horribly wrong.
But you had met him and names had been exchanged at some point?
Yes.
I mean, you knew his name, right?
Yeah, I remember Trey.
How do you go from Corby to Jibby?
I don't know, man, but isn't it awesome?
I mean, Corny or Cobby or these other ones that come up, that's, you know, that's one thing. They're in the ballpark.
Crowby, Crumbly,
yeah.
Kochby, Colbin. Yeah, yeah. Colbin. Remember that?
Who was that that did that?
Like a bikini girl.
A bikini girl, yeah.
You know who this is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Colbin.
Colbin!
All right.
But Jibby...
Wow.
How about you, Jibby?
The Hard Line with Mike and Jibby. Afternoon, 3 to 7.
Jibby!
Hey, it's Jibby.
Hey, let's get some strippers up here and some lesbos on the Jibby Show.
What do you got, Jibby?
Oh, God.
Just think if your name was Jibby, how far that would throw people. Jimmy? No, it's Jibby.
What?
Bibby? What?
Jimmy?
Jim?
No, it's Jibby. My name is Jibby. Well, okay, what if my name was Jibby? And all of a sudden, he looks, you know, we exchange pleasantries, yes. And then he goes, hey, do you want a shot, Corby?
Yeah, everybody would laugh.
Yeah.
Well, they're two really ridiculous names. Let's not confuse anyone.
But I don't know, man.
That's awesome.
It was pretty heroic.
I don't know, man.
It was really epic.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. I just think space is super gay.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry you sucked at marathoning, Jibby.
Yeah, but damn it, I got Jibby out of it. And it was all worth it. Like at the end of the night, I couldn't go to sleep because I was laughing so hard at Jibby.
Favorite part of that one is the...